With hundreds of thousands of people in the Bay Area every day, it isn't exactly hard to go unnoticed. But nowadays, there are a few more sets of eyes, superhuman eyes, keeping watch, and you may not even know it. The San Francisco Police Department is just one of the law enforcement agencies nationwide who are using license plate readers. These cameras are mounted on patrol cars and scan the license plates of any nearby vehicles. SFPD Captain Alcasiado says this technology makes searching for wanted vehicles much more efficient.
Well, you can check hundreds of cars in a very short period of time.
But plate numbers are not the only information collected. Each scan includes a photo of the vehicle and the time and GPS location of where it was scanned. And it's all stored in a database. And some are saying that's where it crosses the line. Susan Freewald is a professor of information privacy at the University of San Francisco School of Law. She says this technology is one more step in a bad direction.
Living in that kind of an environment where you're constantly worried, oh my God, am I just going to be checked up on all the time, leads to an environment we don't want to live, that is not conducive to democracy, it's not conducive to free speech, free religion. I don't want to live that way.
Do you think that we're headed in that direction more?
Absolutely.
Law enforcement agencies do acknowledge privacy is crucial. The database is only accessible by approved officers, and the data is wiped once a year. But Captain Casiato says in a world of camera phones, social media, and YouTube, we're all on a train with one destination.
Do you think you want privacy? You're in the wrong society. You're in the wrong generation. You're in the wrong century. You're not going to get privacy.
Protecting privacy is one thing. But for now, police in San Francisco are going to use this technology to do their job. Protecting people. For the Hearst Foundation, I'm Stephen Gallo in San Francisco.